And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Russian missiles have hit residential areas in an eastern Ukrainian city for the second time in 24 hours, while top European Union officials are visiting Kyiv. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The latest strikes in Kramatorsk came as rescue crews searched for survivors in the rubble of an apartment building hit overnight by a Russian missile. The missile killed several people and wounded well over a dozen others. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Von der Leyen praised wartime Ukraine's effort to become a member of the EU.
You became a candidate country while fighting an invasion.
She also announced a new initiative to make Russia accountable for its actions in Ukraine.
An international center for the prosecution of the crime of aggression in Ukraine will be set up in The Hague.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin evoked the spirit of the Soviet army that defeated Nazi German forces at Stalingrad 80 years ago to declare on Thursday that Russia would defeat Ukraine, supposedly in the grip of a new incarnation of Nazism. In a fiery speech in Volgograd, known as Stalingrad until 1961, Putin lambasted Germany for helping to arm Ukraine and said, not for the first time, that he was ready to draw on Russia's entire arsenal, which includes nuclear weapons. Russian officials have been drawing parallels with the struggle against the Nazis ever since Russian forces entered Ukraine almost a year ago. Ukraine, which was part of the Soviet Union and itself suffered devastation at the hands of Hitler's forces, rejects those parallels as spurious pretexts for a war of imperial conquest. This is VOA News. Israel says its jets carried out an airstrike on what it said was a rocket production workshop in the Gaza Strip early Thursday, hours after Palestinian militants fired a rocket toward Israel. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
In a video obtained by Reuters News, the sound of jets and explosions detonating in the distance Thursday could be heard. Israeli military said it struck Gaza as sirens warning of incoming rocket fire sounded again in Israeli areas around the Strip. The exchange further raised tensions during a particularly violent period in the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Israeli military said the workshop contained chemicals and was run by the militant Hamas group, which controls Gaza. There were no reports of casualties from the rocket or airstrike. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A new poll suggests that the discovery of classified documents at U.S. President Joe Biden's Delaware home hasn't really affected his overall approval rating. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
41% of Americans who answered a poll by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research approve of how Biden is handling his job as president. That's about the same as the 43% who said that in December. 77% of Democrats give their approval, and 91% of Republicans disapprove. Those numbers also haven't changed much since late last year. When Americans were asked whether they approve or disapprove of how Biden handled the discovery of classified documents in a locked closet at his Delaware home, 39% of those surveyed disapprove, 23% approve, and 36% say they neither approve nor disapprove. Donna Warder, Washington.
The United Nations and humanitarian partners have launched an appeal for $751 million to meet the urgent needs of 5.7 million people in Mali. A UN spokesperson made that announcement on Thursday, saying more than half of those in need are women and children. The UN says Mali faces a multidimensional crisis fueled by insecurity, conflict, climate change, and lack of access to basic services. It said needs have increased by 17% compared to last year. An Iranian director who was arrested last summer, weeks before his latest film was released to widespread acclaim, has gone on a hunger strike. He's protesting his continued detention amid more than 4 months of anti-government protests. Jafar Panahi, whose films have thrilled critics and won numerous international prizes, issued a statement saying he would refuse food or medicine starting on Wednesday. He's among a number of Iranian artists who've been detained after speaking out against Iran's theocracy. Marissa Milton, VOA News.